जय जय is talking of Taratri, that night. That night had arrived. What was that night? Why does it say that night? Because previously when Radha, Krishna, Gopi, Krishna, they had met. In fact, when Krishna had stolen their garments and then returned and asked them to now go away, but then he had made a reference that in some of the future nights we'll meet again. In a previous chapter prior to this one, Krishna had made that statement, so it refers to that. So that night which Krishna had talked about, that night had now arrived. Sharad Purnima. Sharado Utpulla Mallikaha. That night had the full moon night called Sharad Purnima. Bhagavan api. He is Bhagavan. He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. But rantam manaschakre. Ram. That is rantum. Is a root. Dhatu. Ram. Ram. Enjoyment. And from that comes Raman. And from that comes Raman Reti. And then Radha Raman. So he is self-satisfied, but that night, even in spite of being Bhagavan, complete and fully satisfied, he had this Rantum Manas Chakre. He had a thought of enjoying the transcendental, of course. We don't even have to say it separately. And as soon as he had this thought of having pastimes, meeting, dealings with Radha and Gopis, Yoga Maya Upasritaha. Yoga Maya immediately got into action, and just like that, everything was, the scene was set in no time. It is just Lord's wish and it is a command. That's the command for his energies, his yoga maya, everything is, all the paraphernalia, the items are put into place for meeting Radha and Gopis, including the object. Tada Udu Rajaha. The moon has a role to play. The moon is rising in the east. Full moon. Sharad Purnima. Moon is rising. And as if the moon has, the rays of the moon rays are here. Shukadeva Goswami is described as moon is some kind of person. And he was out of station and now returning and meeting his beloved wife. And he's painting with it. The rays are, there's a pinkish tinge there, and the moon rays are. And here the eastern horizon is like this. Beloved, and is painting the face, scattering the powders, throwing colors. Kadai mukham, mukham, the face of this whole eastern direction is personified, and moon is painting the face. So there are many subtle emotions and feelings, and at this moment, first Krishna is on the scene. Jago kalam vamadrasham manoharam, and he plays his flute. Arveno randhan adhara sudaya purayan. There's Venu Nad, the sound of the flute playing of Krishna. Nishamya Gitam Tadanga Vardhanam Rajasriya Krishna Grahita Manasaha. The sound of that flute, Krishna is in the forest. Everything is all set, moon is rising, and the bank of Jamuna is not very far. All the flowers, they are blooming. The fragrance of flowers all around. Cool breeze. And the birds are chirping and singing. Krishna plays flute. And the sound of the flute goes all over. And that is heard. Nishamya Gitam, the Gitam, the sweet sounding flute has been heard by the gopis. Krishna Grahita Manasaha. Because their mind is always full of Krishna, and just some indication, and immediately emotions are stirred up, and they want to go for Krishna, they miss Krishna. So here is the flute playing of Krishna. They were busy doing different things. Some were milking cows. Some they had milked the cows, some of them, and it was boiling milk. Some were putting on clothes. Some were feeding the breast milk to their children. Sushrunjaha patin bhojanam, or some were feeding dinner to their husbands. All that stops as soon as they heard the flute playing of Krishna. They are being dragged. They're wondering, what's going on? Where are you going? Because only gopis, this flute playing is only for gopis to hear. No one else is hearing. That's why they're wondering, why, what happened? They're busy doing this or that. You're running now, where, what? But they're unstoppable. And if some of them are stopped, they give up their bodies. And they go for Krishna. They run to Krishna. Krishnantikam yayu anjantyaha kasha lochane. Some of them are doing makeup. And they have just finished makeup of one eye. Other were not finished yet, but they heard the flute, they ran. Of cooking the roti, chapati, one side cooked, other side not cooked, the ram. They served rice, dal is to be served, they run. Hey, get me dal, get me soup. Shows how much attracted they are to Krishna. And then they all gather from all different 10 directions are coming to Krishna. In the direction of the flute playing, they're all running and rushing. They're about with Krishna now, in front of Krishna. Svagatam o Mahabhaga Priyam kim karavaniva Sri Bhagavan Vacha Bhagavan. The Lord says, Svagatam, Su Svagatam. Welcome, welcome. But why have you come? And Krishna forgot that he is the one who had called them. As someone calls you on the phone and as you pick up the phone, oh, why are you calling? What do you want? You are the one who called me on the phone. It's like that. Kim karavani brajasya bruta karanam. Please tell me what is the reason. He says, oh, this is the night time and it's a dangerous place. You know, this is forest. Pratiyata brajam neha. You should better go back. Not fair, right? He calls them by playing his flute. Come, come, run, run, run. I'm here in this forest. And as they arrive, he says, no, no, this is a dangerous place, you know. Don't you know there's a lions, tigers, there's that. Better go back. Drastam vanam kusumitam brakesha kararanjitam. Oh, I understand. You have come to see the beauty of the forest. Was that the purpose? Krishna knows why they have come. But he's being a little crooked, not very straightforward. Jamuna anila lilai pallava shobhitam. Oh, I understand. You have come to enjoy the beautiful scenery here on the banks of Jamuna. And then he reminds, oh, no, no, you have to look. Patim krandanti vatsaha. Balasya, children must be crying, your husband must be wanting you back home, testing them, see how much they are really attracted, attached to him. No, he's being very merciless, and gopis are a speechless thing. No. What is it talking about? Iti vipriya akaranya. These most undesirable things they were hearing from Krishna. Govinda bhashitam. That kind of bhashan of Govinda. the talk of Govind. They're all now looking down. And they're breathing very heavily. They don't know what to do, what to say. And the heavy breath is drying up their mouth and their lips. The Bimba Dharani. And their lips, which are like a reddish, naturally reddish, no lipstick, naturally reddish lips of gopis. And they begin scratching ground with their feet, with the toes. Because they don't know what to do, what he's doing, what he's saying. Shedding tears, gliding down on their bodies and breasts. Ma evam vibho arhati bhavan gaditam nashamsha santyajya sarva vishayans tava pada moolam. You are the one, sarva dharman parityaj. You said this, something like that. They say, sarva vishayan santyaj. We have given up everything for you, for padamulam, for your lotus feet. Do not talk these harsh, cruel words to us. And Danna Prasida, be kind to us, my dear Lord. The gopis are talking, pouring their heart. And then I have to summarize. So finally, Krishna has come around and begins talking with them, mixing and mingling with them. The Kunja Vihar with them, Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari. They are getting Anga Sang of the Lord, the association of the Lord. And some sort of preliminary singing and dancing also begins. But that did not last very long. Prashamaya prasadaya tatraiva antaradhiyata. We have already just few things from this first chapter. Krishna disappeared. We're just having nice time with Krishna. Then they lost him. Prashamaya prasadayo. The gopis were thinking, we are very special, we have Krishna. Krishna, he is next to us. There's some kind of pride. Them being very special, some distinguished ladies. Just see, Krishna is next to me. Prashamaya cha, subdue their pride. one purpose. Prasadaya cha. And for Radharani, well, in the crowd she was kind of lost. Just see, he's treating me just like one amongst the crowd. Is that me? That's not fair. So Radharani needed some special attention. So to give special attention to Radharani, Krishna has taken Radha with him, leaving gopis behind. Antarhite Bhagavati Krishna has disappeared. As if he, elephant, has went away from the she elephants. Shukdev Goswami is coming back now. And now, in Krishna's absence, all the gopis, shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. The viraha, the separation from Krishna. They're feeling everything vacant. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where could he be found? We finally had him. But we lost him again. So they all begin searching, looking for Krishna. Gayantyaha, singing his glories, remembering his pastime. Do you remember last time we were with him? He said this and he did that. Talking like this and wondering where to find him. They're going vanadvanam, from one forest to another, to another, to another, looking for Krishna. And now they're inquiring, as they go, they're also inquiring, oh, have you seen Krishna? Oh, tree. Lakshanya grodha no manaha. Nandasunu gato. Nandasunu, son of Nanda Maharaj, you are very tall.